well, look who it is. I thought that was you. Do you not remember me? You've got this look on your face like, why is this person talking to me? So you do remember me. Right, went to high school together. I don't think I've seen you since then. Right, we were both in that club. Yeah, I guess I did used to pick on you a bit. Yes, I did do that. And I did that too. I did a lot of things. So, look, I'm sorry. What I did was wrong. All of it was wrong. You didn't deserve the pain I caused you. I mean, no one deserves that. I can tell you about how I'm not that person anymore, how ashamed I am, but now that changes what I did and how it made you feel, you know? And of course, you're under no obligation to accept this apology. I completely understand if you want to tell me to fuck off and you're laughing. Why are you laughing? This is like a really sincere and heartfelt apology here. Oh gosh, you're blushing. I didn't mean to embarrass you. If you want to laugh, then laugh. I have no right to tell you how to feel or react. Your feelings are valid. I've probably taken up enough of your time. It was pretty thoughtless of me thinking you'd want me to say hello. I didn't even think about how I must have made you feel. I'm gonna go. What? Oh, thanks. That's very kind. I mean, yes, I'm trying to be a better person. Trying to be more aware of the impact I'm having on others. In high school, I was just one of the mean girls. I was cruel. Sadistic, even. I mean, I shoved you in a locker. Who even actually does that? No, don't tell me it was okay. It wasn't okay. You wanted it? Oh, honey, no. Don't say that. You were the victim. It wasn't your fault. What do you mean, then? What do you mean you liked it? Oh, gosh. That was kind of loud. Hi there. Just having a conversation with my friend. What do you mean you liked it? Like a sex thing? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Is it... excuse me. Is it, you know, still a sex thing? What I mean is, do you still get wet when a pretty girl is mean to you? Yeah. Are you wet for me now? Let me feel it. Only if that's okay with you, of course. May I touch you there? Oh, wow. Do you want to feel mine? Yeah, I'm wet for you too. So like, did you maybe want to get fucked by your high school bully? Great. Then listen up, nerd. Is it okay if I call you nerd? Great. Listen up, nerd. March your nerd ass into that bathroom on the fucking double. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh! Just making sure we're alone. No one there. No one in that one. Great. Well, I don't have a locker, but I can shove you into the stall, loser. Get in there. So, time out real quick. Don't look at me like that. Get to the part where I'm mean to you. Just... hang on a sec. I gotta set boundaries and shit. Do you have a safe word? Perfect. Is there anything you want me to call you? Nerd? Loser? What else? Yeah, all those work for me. Sure, sweetie. Of course I can call you a whore. I thought you'd never ask. Dyke? You want me to call you a dyke? I got a feeling you don't mean it as a turn of endearment. You want some shame behind it. No, I can do it. Especially for a spontaneous, feelings-free hookup with a fucking gorgeous babe like you. I just, look, I may or may not do it. It's a word I have some history with. Turns out, if you're super gay for girls and you repress it your whole ass life, shit gets complicated. So it really kind of depends on what I'm feeling in the moment. Is that okay? Great. Thanks for understanding, hon. Last thing. What do you want me to call, you know, this part of you? Pussy. Sticking to the classics, I see. Okay. Let's start with kissing. Is this your first kiss, loser? Surprisingly, you're not terrible at it. I guess all those hours you spent in your room making out with your fucking hand paid off. But nothing's quite like the real thing, huh? My soft, wet lips, my hot mouth. My tongue. You've wanted for so long. Wanted me for so long. This must be a dream come true for a loser like you, huh? How many times have you come for me, slut? Huh? How many times have you rubbed your hot little pussy thinking about me? Well, this is your lucky day, nerd. So I'm gonna let you touch me. I'm gonna use you to get off. And if you do a good job, then I'll watch you play with yourself. Let you come in front of me. Oh, I'm not gonna be touching you. Fuck no. What do you think I am? Some kind of dyke? As if. It's only gay if I do it back. And even if I was gay, honey, I wouldn't be gay for you. I don't get horny for losers. I just like getting my pussy licked, and the big dick jocks I fuck behind the bleachers are whiny little babies about it. What? Well, no, I mean, they certainly thought they had big dicks. Hey, I'm trying to stay in character here, okay? But I guess if I don't want you interrupting me with your stupid fucking nerd questions, I better put your whore mouth to work. Help me get my pants off, whore. You know, I really shouldn't call you that. Yes, panties too. I really shouldn't call you a whore. I mean, you want me to call you a whore. You wish you were a whore, but whores get fucked. Whores get used. Whores don't sit at home crying while they masturbate because no one likes them. Whores, I actually have respect for. The only reason you're getting any action right now is because I feel sorry for you. What are you waiting for, you fucking dyke? Eat it already. I'll give you this. You're good at that. Yeah, get a finger in there for me. Like I said, The boys don't give me what I need, so sometimes I let some of the girls do it for me. I see you raising an eyebrow there. There, yes. Right there. Jesus. Raising an eyebrow, wondering who it is. Who it is I let eat me out. Well, it's exactly who you think it is. The other mean girls. The cheerleaders. The pretty popular girls, all the girls who treat you like shit, the other girls you get so fucking horny for, they're just taking turns eating my hot pussy. I make them do it, make them eat my pussy, cause I'm top of the food chain, but they don't really know what they're doing, not like you do. Maybe I should let them all know. You could be going down on all of them. Be the personal dyke whore for all the girls who you know they're better than you. Would you like that? Fuck. I'm so close. Give me another finger slut. Oh my gosh. Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. We're gonna get caught. Occupied.
This is the manager. What's going on in there?
I'm just helping my friend.
Wrap it up. This isn't that kind of establishment.
Yes, ma'am. Oh my gosh. Let me help you up. We're gonna go out of the bathroom and she's just gonna be standing there waiting for us. I come here like 3 times a week. They know who I am. I have in-jokes with the staff. I used to be the lady who had very strong opinions about penguins. Now I'm just gonna be the slut who was getting eaten out in the bathroom. Oh my gosh. I need to find a new place. Maybe even a new city. Shit. I need to move out of state. Get into witness protection. This is your fault, nerd. You're gonna have to help me get a new identity. And you know what the worst part is? I didn't even come. And I was so close. What do you mean you can fix that? She's gonna call the cops on us.
You bet your ass I will.
Will you give us a gosh damn minute? You wanna go back to your place? Girl I relentlessly bullied through high school just happens to run into me and still has the hots for me. And then invites me back to her place. This sounds like one of those direct-to-video thrillers I would watch over and over again because they had like a 5-second scene halfway through of two girls kissing. No offense, there's just a non-zero chance you feed me to your 3 cats. What? You seem like the type of person that has 3 cats. How about my place instead?
Oh, I thought that was you. See you tomorrow, huh?
Nope. So, this is the living room where I live. Here's the dining room where I dine. And here's the kitchen where I kitch. You want something to eat? Oh. Getting right back to it, huh? Is this what you're hungry for? God, you're so fucking desperate for it. So fucking desperate for me. So desperate you'd do anything for another taste. Take off your clothes, whore. I want to see you. I want to see what a desperate whore looks like. Yeah, just throw your shirt on the floor. Bra too. Show me your tits so I can laugh at them, loser. Fuck, those are nice. Come on, pants too. I haven't got all day. Shit, are you wearing a thong? Holy shit, that's so fucking cute. A pathetic, desperate loser like you, always home before curfew, especially on a school night, and you're wearing the sluttiest damn thong I've ever seen in my whole ass life. You know what? You don't deserve slutty underwear. Give it to me. It's mine now, and I'm not giving it back. Turn around for me. Let me get a good look at you. You know what? Kind of easy on the eyes for a dork. I mean, I'm absolutely grading on a curve here. You've got nothing on me. Oh. You want to see? I bet you do. It's too fucking bad, dipshit. I'm in charge here, not you. Don't forget your fucking place. I think I want to push you up against this refrigerator. Oh, is it cold? Is it cold against your naked body? Does it make you uncomfortable? Good. I want you uncomfortable. This isn't about you, bitch. This is about me. About what I want. What I want is to make you fucking suffer. Fucking dyke. You pervert. Degenerate. How fucking dare you? You've got this hot fucking mouth and these tits. Fuck. They're so good in my mouth. You little lesbian slut. Trying to turn me gay? It's not gonna work. I'll prove it to you. See? Look, I'm rubbing your fucking pussy, and it does nothing for me. Nothing. I'm gonna keep rubbing it just to show you. I'm gonna keep rubbing that soft, warm, sweet... Fuck. Maybe. Like, hypothetically, there's a chance there's a girl out there that could turn me gay. Like a really gorgeous, gorgeous woman where I just can't keep my eyes off her. I can't stop thinking about her. She could treat me like absolute shit and I would do anything. Anything. Just to taste her fucking cum. Or I'd degrade myself the way you degrade yourself for me. For her? Yeah. Absolutely. I would be her lesbian whore. But for you? Fuck no. Never for you. Now, get on the countertop so I can eat your pussy. And don't you ever fucking tell anyone I did this. You fucking nerd. You're a goddamn nerd. I fucking hate you. But I love this fucking pussy. This gorgeous fucking pussy. Gorgeous goddamn pussy. Are you moaning for me? Well, hold it, bitch. Fucking hold it. It's annoying. Your voice is annoying. Just be quiet for me. Be my quiet girl. Be my good girl. Yeah. That does it for you, doesn't it? Good girl. Fuck. If you're gonna be such a pervert, at least be interesting. You're so fucking basic. You fucking pervert. You're fucking loving this. Hot girl like me, eating you all up. This is a dream come true. But you never felt so good in your life. You gonna come for me, nerd? Then fucking do it already. Just come on my face so we could pretend like this never happened. Come. Hey. What'd I say about making noise? You fucking hold that moan, bitch. And you give me that fucking cum. Yeah. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Jesus. You're delicious. You want a taste? Here, let me help you down. My turn? Oh, no thanks. I mean, yeah, I didn't get to come, but I'm not really in the headspace for it, if that makes any kind of sense. Kinda in a weird headspace, actually. Could you stay a while? With me? I mean, yeah, I do kinda want you to hold me. Sure, my bedroom's this way. Oh, you don't need to get dressed. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. I know it's weird, you being naked and me being dressed, but I can get naked too. I would like that. So, ta-da, here I am. Thank you. Oh, you're warm. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Go ahead and touch me like that. Real tender like that. Yeah, thank you. Am I okay? That is a question. Yes. Yes, I am okay. I've been mean to girls before, like, sexually, you know? Doming them. And I'm okay with that. But I've been mean to someone before who I've been mean to in, you know, quote-unquote real life. And playing with that history, putting myself in that headspace where I'm the mean girl from high school, that complicates things. Like, I didn't like that person. Not because I was a nasty little bitch and a bully and I hurt people, though. Jesus. There is that. But I also didn't like being that person. The way it felt. I was so scared and angry all the time. Because I knew deep down. I knew who I was and I knew what I wanted. When I crushed on a girl, I crushed real hard. There was this intense, fantastic desire, and the more I wanted it, the more I had this shame, this revulsion and self-loathing, and all that boring in-the-closet bullshit, and just, like, cycles of it over and over again. Highs and lows, but all mixed up together and bitter and twisted up, and I fucking hated it. And I'm not gonna say, well, that's the reason why I was a bully. It ain't as simple as that, and it sure as shit doesn't excuse it. And it's not like I picked on you because I secretly wanted you and, like, didn't know how to deal with my feelings. I picked on you because you were different. Because it made it easy to pretend like I wasn't different. That I wasn't a dyke. That thing I said back in the restroom about the other cheerleaders eating me out, that didn't happen, obviously. None of them went down on me. But I went down on one of them. God, I was in love with her. Best friends. And there was that whole fucking dance of us being nervous and batting our eyes at each other and wondering if she felt the same way, and then finally, one night, one perfect night, she let me go down on her. She wouldn't touch me back, but she let me touch her, and for that night, that was enough. That was more than enough. And then in the morning, when we woke up together and I tried to kiss her, and she pulled away. And then she called me a filthy dyke. And, you know, it wasn't the word itself. She could have called me a lesbian. She could have called me, I don't know, a doofus. And it would still be a punch to the gut. She could have called me nothing at all. Had said nothing at all. It was just the look in her eyes, like the very thought of me made her want to throw up. Or maybe the thought of just being like me, having to admit who she was. Man, I really know how to rock this whole post-coital cuddle. World champion of being a fucking bummer. But I don't really need to explain all this shit to you, right? You get it? You know, ask someone to call you a dyke and tease you about it if you don't have some baggage. And like, you grew up at the same place I did, surrounded by the same shitty people. So I mean, you know. You've been there. Like, I know I'm not gonna believe this, but I'm actually, like, really well adjusted. I mean, I dealt with this shit. I don't have that pain in my life in here and now. Just echoes of it. Sometimes they're a little louder. Right now, they're a little louder. It's real nice, the way you're touching me. Yeah, you can kiss me. I like that. Can I take you to dinner or something? If that's not too weird. I mean, I know this is like a hookup, essentially, no strings, and we don't really know each other. Even back when we did know each other, we didn't really know each other. But I'd like to get to know you. And yeah, I'd like if you got to know me, the real me. Because I think I'm pretty okay, you know? I'm not so bad.